Massachusetts has found itself atop a national energy efficiency scorecard for the sixth straight year. Several Northeast states also rank near the top. California tied Massachusetts for the top spot in the 10th annual rankings issued by the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources Commissioner Judith Judson joined a recent conference call to announce the findings.
The Commonwealth's commitment to energy efficiency cuts across all of ACEEE's criteria, including utilities, state and municipal operations, vehicles, building codes, and combined heat and power. And we have continued to make advances every year.
Judson says Massachusetts utility administrators delivered 3% savings on electric sales in 2015. Furthermore, she says the recently adopted 2016 to 2018 statewide energy efficiency plan sets the most aggressive goals in the U.S.
It sets electric savings at 2.94% annual reduction in retail sales. It sets gas savings at 1.24% annual reduction in retail sales. And this enables $8 billion in benefits for our residents and businesses. Massachusetts energy efficiency leadership has created over 69,000 jobs and is still growing in our state.
New York jumped up 4 slots to tie with Connecticut for 5th in the 2016 efficiency rankings. Lead study author Weston Berg of ACEEE noted one of the reasons the Empire State gained ground.
Both their utilities and NYSERDA run electricity and natural gas efficiency programs, which both reported electricity savings of just above 1%. They've done a lot in recent years. They have some very strong policies to encourage efficient transportation. It's one of the few states to have a vehicle miles reduction target. It's also recently this year updated its building energy codes.
Connecticut rose one spot from 2015, while Vermont held strong at number 3. Rhode Island is sandwiched in between at number 4. Kathleen Hogan is the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Energy for Energy Efficiency. She says most efficiency efforts are started and put into action by states. Still, Hogan says common appliance and equipment standards can be utilized nationally.
But there's much, much more energy efficiency opportunity in this country than from these pieces of equipment and appliances alone. Whole home improvement, other type of new home construction, as you do building retrofits, whether it's commercial or residential, making them be as efficient as they can be with a good payback to consumers. And some of the other programs that are being delivered across the country, such as through utilities, are really targeting these other opportunities.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.